that's one of the reasons I accepted a scholarship to Notre Dame is because I knew that the situation I was going into was Coach Weiss is a professional caliber coach. You know, the system's got to be similar. So I knew that I was going to have a head step when I decided to, you know, pursue my dream and play professional football. So that was one of the things going into college. I understood he came from the Patriots, won championships. So I know that I'm going to get better and learn the game.
The people at Oklahoma State, they know. The fans, they know I am. They know that, you know, I love to have fun with them. You know, I talk to them. They know that I'm a great person. They know I just made a mistake, and I feel like they forgave me for it.
Well, I definitely think that the Senior Bowl really helped me out a lot, you know, just kind of get my name out there because people probably just saw me just get bubble screens a lot and not really see if I'm, you know, a really good receiver. So I think the Senior Bowl just really gave me a chance to showcase my, you know, my talent and my skill level. And I was out there just trying to make every play possible at the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, I played all over the place. I played Z and B, which is our kind of outside receiver, the first couple of years. And then I even played some flex tight end. I played half the year this year at X, and then the second half of the year switching back and forth from X to Z. So I played everywhere.
You know, I was going to put on a hard hat when time to go to work, you know, and most of all, a guy who has great character off the field and someone who's going to be a great impact, you know, both on and off the field. Someone who's going to take the game real serious and respect the game at the receiver position. In my own little mind, I say yeah, but you know that's tough to say. You know, all the receivers are great here. You know, we all do different things. Some of us can do things that other ones can't. But you know, I take a lot of pride in blocking. You know, I feel as though if I block pretty well, you know, a corner or you know safety will think twice about coming up on me. You know, trying to press or jam me.
I feel like me missing those games, it haven't affect my game any. You know, probably. Before I started my training, probably affect, you know, my conditions and things like that. But, you know, as far as, you know, just playing a game of football, I don't think it affected at all.
I think it's going to be great. You know, I think that's one of my favorite parts of football is getting to do kickoff return and punt return. And I've loved it since I was a kid. And so, you know, I'm excited about the opportunity and hopefully I'll, you know, get a chance to return some punts and kicks.
Steve Smith, a lot of y'all probably think the same thing. Similar size, similar build, very physical, not afraid to go in the middle. And I think I model my game after him. I'm not afraid to go in the middle and catch a ball or throw a block. But also a newcomer of the game, Percy Harvin. I really like what Minnesota's done with him this year, moving him all around in the backfield, reverses, in motion, you know, the Wildcats. So, you know, I'm hopefully a team will see that in me and hopefully draft me.
People probably looked at things different, but, you know, numbers doesn't tell everything. You know, a guy could have so many numbers and he's not a receiver, you know, based off the type of offense that they have, just getting in the ball. But, you know, I don't have no regrets going to Illinois. We struggled in the passing game, but, you know, I know what it feels like to win. I know what it feels like to lose. And, you know, that helped me out a lot, you know, just being able to, you know, go through that type of adversity and just keep going.
I'm coming into the NFL working, you know, trying to, you know, make a name for myself and be successful. One of the wristbands that I wear that actually broke this morning when I took it off is don't be satisfied. Coach Rob Alnello last year gave it to all the receivers, and that's kind of one of my motto, don't be satisfied. Don't be satisfied with just getting invited to the combine. Don't be satisfied with just getting drafted. Don't be satisfied with just playing. You know, I want to be great. I want to win Super Bowls. I want to go to the Pro Bowl. I want to be in the Hall of Fame. So I think my mindset is on the right path. Just don't be satisfied. Don't be satisfied with just being up here. So we'll see.